Hello?
Hello.
Who's speaking?
Okay, I'll speak to Mrs. Grogan.
Who am I speaking to?
Mrs. Grogan, this is Sean Miller. I'm calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
Okay.
Well, actually, right now, our engineers are working in your local exchange office near Orangeville. That is the reason I called you. So,
Thank you.
You just tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
It seems to be alright.
Like, when you normally use your internet line, sometimes did you notice your internet connection get dropped out or the speed of your internet?
It does.
And do you have any idea from how long are you facing this problem?
Well, I notice it because I do actually get up in the middle of the night and I'll be listening to a podcast and it just stops. So I actually don't know. It would be a couple of weeks, 3 weeks at least. But the machine I'm using is old, so I was blaming that.
Okay, you know what, I'm actually from last couple of weeks, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are also complaining us that most of our customers, they are not getting a proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. Yes. First of all, let me ask you, ma'am, have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet?
None.
Like changes of IP address and Wi-Fi password like this? And could you please try to remember, have you ever shared your internet or any kind of computer password to anyone?
Never.
Okay. Well, why I'm asking you this, ma'am, because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they're using your IP address, ma'am. That's why we are calling you today, to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
Yeah.
And when was the last time you used this internet, ma'am?
Well, how do I know you're really Telstra?
I have your Telstra customer ID number. If you want, I will give it to you. You can check it, okay?
That's all right. It's just I am using the internet now because I'm streaming television.
Right now, well, also I can see here that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. And
yes, that's me. I actually listen to podcasts all night because my husband snores.
Okay, and on Friday...
I use it all night, every night for this because otherwise I cannot sleep. So that's why I know it drops out.
Okay, all right.
Because it comes back as... I didn't want to admit that. My husband's snoring, but that is what is going on.
Okay, and by the way, ma'am, when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off?
I don't think we can turn it off.
Okay, all right. And I can see most of the time your internet is using at night most of the time, right? And right now, ma'am, are you able to check what color lights do you see on your router?
Yes, hang on, and I will just, unfortunately, with my brother's disability phone, so I'll have to walk out and tell you, I have to walk, I'm stuck here in the kitchen, so I'll go out and tell you, hang
on. All right.
One light green, two flashing light greens, and two orange.
Oh, you mean total you can see five lights, three green, two orange, and two green and two orange is flashing.
Yep.
Okay.
So one steady green, then I've got two flashing green, then I've got two steady orange.
Two steady orange, okay, all right. And by the way, ma'am, generally how many devices are connected with this internet?
Well, we have the smart TV, we have a computer, I have a laptop, and there are two, well, some on phones when we're here,
mm-hmm.
two phones and two iPads.
Okay, all right. And any kind of tablet or any Foxtel, which are also connected?
No, we don't do Foxtel. We just do, you know, Netflix, Prime, and Stan.
Okay,
all
right.
And
KO. Okay, because I can see in my system, ma'am, there is total 16 devices are connected. 16 devices. Three computer, four laptop, four mobile phone, one television, two iPad and two tablet. And also, ma'am, I can see in my system.
I can tell you, we do have two TVs, but only one we bothered to stream with. The other one could, but we don't. So,
yes.
I am very confused by that 16 items.
Might be, ma'am, some of the people who are connected to your Wi-Fi. And also, ma'am, according to my reports, I can see here that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, ma'am, if we found any kind of major problem with the router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line. Okay?
Okay.
First of all, ma'am, what I will do, I'm going to provide you your customer ID number. You can write it down in a paper.
Wait a minute.
Be
handy. Wait a minute. Yep. I'll just get a pen. Sorry.
All right. Okay, you can do one thing. You can write on your router customer ID number, your router customer ID, which is 888.
Yes.
Then in capital letter, DCA.
Yes.
Then number 60.
Pardon, next what?
60.
60.
Yeah, then give a hyphen.
Hyphen.
Then number 7.
7.
Then D for Delta in capital letter.
D for Delta.
And number 062.
062.
Yeah, check it, ma'am. It should be like 888 DCA 60.
Oh, sorry, is that, 888 E for Edgar or B for Butter?
No, it's D for Delta.
Oh, it's 888 D for Delta.
Yeah, then CA60-7Delta062, right?
Thank you, I've got that right.
This
now,
is your,
I had it wrong.
Yeah, this is your router customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID, ma'am, you know, because nowadays, not only you, most of our customers, they are complaining us that they're getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software. That is the reason, ma'am, we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number, so that in future, if you are going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, it means they are calling you from the legit company. You can talk to them, otherwise don't talk to them. Okay?
Okay.
And also, I would like to request you, ma'am, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone, because this is a very unique code of your router. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And keep it on your mind, ma'am, whenever you are going to receive any calls regarding your internet or your computer problem, you don't have to give this information. All the time you have to ask about it, that do you know what my customer ID is. If they are really calling you from Telstra, then 100% they are going to provide these details to you. Bill?
So that would be from Telstra, but this is specifically the router ID for internet only.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And by the way, ma'am, right now is your laptop or is your computer is on or it's off right now?
It's on.
And
on my laptop? No, my laptop is not on at all. All I've got is an iPad and the television. Nothing else is on. The phone is on, like the phone is always on. My mobile phone is in my bag. But the iPad might be on and the television, and nothing else is on at this house right now.
Okay, we have already upgraded our security inside it. Could you please go ahead and check whether your computer is working or not, because I need to make a report of it.
Okay, you want to check the computer or the laptop?
Anyway, laptop. You can,
okay.
The laptop which you have got, is that a Windows operating system or Apple Mac?
It's just a Dell. It's a Dell.
Oh, Windows computer. Okay, you can try to turn it on and check whether it is working or not.
Okay, hang on. I'll bring it out here. Hang on. Putting it onto Google.
Do you know how to check the speed of your internet?
No, I don't.
Oh, I need to check the speed first. What are the speed we are getting right now? You can do one thing. Open up your Google.
I'll just get it into the. It's got the Telstra internet access.
No, open your Google, ma'am. Open your Google. And type in the Google, Telstra Speed Test.
Telstra?
Speed Test.
Telstra what, sorry?
Speed Test.
Speed Test, okay, thanks.
Yes. You can search for it and let me know what come up. Now, what are the options?
Here we go. Well, it's coming. It's still coming.
Okay.
It's a bit slow. Measure your connection. So.
Yes.
So
we will get our option.
Go?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. In press go. And when you press go, you will get three options: ping, download, and upload. You need to tell me one by one what are the ping speed you are getting, what are the download and upload speed you are getting.
Okay, we've got the, okay, it's moving. The first one is going between 4.5. The ping is 66. The download is 9. And the upload is 4.5. Your results, sorry, download speed, 8 point, okay, the results. Okay, it's 8.9 is download speed. Upload speed is 4.4.
Mbps? Or is all is running in Mbps?
Mbps.
Okay, alright. Well, as per my reports, I can see in my system that the download and the upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 80 Mbps, 80 megabyte per second.
Yes, and you can see we're getting 8.9.
Yeah, you're getting less than 10 Mbps download and the upload is less than 5. How could this be possible? And when was the last time you have checked your speed, ma'am? Any idea?
I don't think I ever have.
Never have. If you don't mind, can I ask you how old is your computer, laptop is?
The laptop would be only about 2 years maximum, probably one and a half years old.
Oh, my God. I think, ma'am, some of your router major services are not working. I need to check those services as well. You can do one thing. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Okay.
And you can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen. At the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, what do you see?
Oh, the Windows thing.
And just right next to it. Right next to the Windows.
Yes, it's just a space.
Can you see there is a magnifying glass says
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's it. Search, yeah, search.
Search, right. You can click on search and type in there system, S-Y-S-T-E-M, system. And when you have typed system, what are the options come up on your screen?
It says system, app, system configuration, control
yes.
panel.
Click on system configuration, ma'am. System configuration.
So you only want information, you don't want me to do anything.
No, no. You need to click on system configuration.
Yes.
When you click on system configuration, you will get a system configuration window. In that window, at the very top, you will get some tabs over there, like general, boot, services, startup,
yep.
and tools. You can
yep.
click on the services tab, ma'am. Click on services. And when you click on services, you will get four columns on it. Service, where you can see all of your service and security's name. Manufacturer, which is Microsoft Corporation, and status. You need to tell me the status only. All the services are running or some of them are getting stopped?
Oh, well, some of them are stopped. We've got the application layer gateway service stopped. We've got the application identity stopped. We've got the app readiness stopped.
Mm-hmm.
We have the cellular time stopped. The
okay.
ActiveX installer stopped.
X install is also stopped. Okay, let me tell you, ma'am. These are the major services of your internet router which are not working. These are getting stopped by the hacker. Actually, the thing is that, ma'am, somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
Yeah, that's actually just my unique number. The other thing that's stopped
yes.
is certificate propagation.
Yeah, IP address means some internet protocol, right? Like somehow the hacker, they have got your internet IP address and through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside in your router. And whatever the major services you are having, they are trying to stop all the major services so that they can easily get the access of your internet. And if you scroll down the page, ma'am, slowly, if you scroll it down, you will see there is a lot of services, more than 200 services. Can you
yes,
see that?
There are.
And as per my reports, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got, almost 63% of your router major services are not working. They are getting
yes,
stopped by the
CDN plus system application is stopped.
Yes.
Dropbox update service stops. Dropbox stopped.
Yes. So what we need to do is, ma'am, we need to go ahead and start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker. So that in future, you're not going to face this kind of problem anymore, okay? So you can do one thing, ma'am. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Yep.
And once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner of your screen, can you see type here to search?
Yes. What do you want me to type?
You need to type in there, T4 Tango.
What was that?
T as in Tango.
Okay.
Yeah, then A for Alpha.
A.
S for Sugar.
Taskmaster?
No, Task Manager.
Task Manager, yeah, I've got that, yep.
Yeah, click on it. You will get a Task Manager window. In that window, what are the options come up, ma'am?
Processes are on. Performance,
yes,
app history.
Click on performance, ma'am. Yes, yes. And when you click on performance, on the left hand side, you will get some graph like CPU, memory, disk, Wi-Fi. You can select Wi-Fi. Click on Wi-Fi. And when you click on Wi-Fi, you will get a Wi-Fi graph on your screen, right?
Yes.
The graph is moving, ma'am, or is it stable?
Yes, it's moving.
Moving, lovely. All right, let me check from my side. What is the speed, ma'am, of the graph?
The speed, where would I see the speed?
Below that you will see there is some number is moving, send or receive.
It basically says no kilobytes sent and no kilobytes received.
Zero?
Yeah, I've got zero, yeah. But the thing, it does have something on the grass spiking, and then another couple spikes, and now they're about to move off.
You mean the graph is moving, but the number is not
moving? The graph is moving, but the numbers are nothing.
Actually, ma'am, by the help of this Wi-Fi graph, we are trying to start all the services. Before I give you the call, we are trying to start the services from my side. But we can see the problem is from your side, but it is still not running. You can do one thing. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Yep.
And once again, click on the search on the left-hand side.
Yep.
And this time you can type in there, run. R-U-N, run.
Oh, yes, I know, run.
Then press enter, you will get a run app.
Run app?
Yeah, press enter, and when you open it, ma'am, you will get a open panel where you can type and open something, right?
Yes.
You need to type in here, www.
Yeah. Where does this take me?
Sorry?
What is this that I'm typing in?
You need to type www.telstra-support. You will get our Telstra support page.
Oh, okay. www.telstra-support.
All should be in one word, okay?
Telstra. Oh, yep. Support. Is it a dot after Telstra?
No. Telstra support is in one word. There is no support. Dot and no. Yes. Then
www.telstra-support, yeah? And press OK?
No. Then number 0, number 1.
Yep.
Then give a dot.
Dot.
Yeah, then W for whiskey.
W, pardon?
Yeah, W as in whiskey.
W? Two W's?
No, just one, ma'am.
Yep, then got
E
it.
E for England.
E for England.
Then E for England again.
D for England.
B for Bravo.
B for Bravo.
L for Lima.
L for Lima.
Y for Yankee.
Y for Yankee.
.com.
Dot. What's the last one?
C-O-M.
I've got Weebly, then dot.
Yeah, then com.
This is our line. Can you hear our line? This is the quality of our line.
Yes, I know.
This is the best you've got, which is fine. I'm glad because my brother can use it. So I just couldn't get that last bit
after
dot.
After dot, you can type com. C-O-M.
Com. C-O-M.
Yes.
Sorry,
yes.
I know that one. I can do that. But it had a terrible noise in my ear. And then press OK.
Yes, ma'am. Click on OK. You will get our Telstra support web page on your screen.
Telstra support not found. Weebly error not found.
I think you made a mistake. You can close it, ma'am. Close it. And once again, open your run box.
Is this really Telstra? I'm getting a bit worried here.
You will see
on
the screen.
I am very worried. Can I ring you back so that I can talk to a proper, I can make sure it is Telstra I'm speaking to? Because if I'm typing in and going to a page and it says error not found.
No, you made a mistake. I think you made
a mistake.
Yes, you can open your run now.
Do you think the Russians have got in? Do you think the Russians have got in? Because there was one time where I got onto some Russian support site and I cut it down immediately.
Let me tell you, I can see in my system some of the Russian and Asian hackers, they are established in your lines, ma'am. I can see in my system some of the Russian.
I don't know how that happened.
Okay, you can do one thing, ma'am.
Okay.
Open your run box.
Run.
And what do you have typed, ma'am? Read it back to me.
Delta support, one Weebly.
I've got
www.telstra-support1.
No, 01. I told you, 01.
Okay, that's what I'm missing.
Okay, all right. Then click on OK, you will get our Telstra support page on your screen. Click on OK.
after01weebly.com.
Yeah, after01 there should be a dot, okay?
Yes, I got that, and I'm into Telstra. Powered by Weebly.
Yes, right. Over in that page, you will see all of our telecom partners' name, like Optus, TPG, Vocus. All these other companies are work under Telstra. And below that, you will see Welcome to Telstra support team, right?
Yep. It's terrible because I've just got this little thing. Our partners. I've never heard of Weebly.
And below that, can you see Welcome to Telstra support team?
Oh, no, I can't. Something's happened. I've gone into a whole lot of document image thing. How do I get out of this?
You will get out
of it. It's gone into document Telstra relative grid. How do I get out of that?
Try to scroll it up, ma'am. Scroll it up.
Yeah, it's scrolled up to the top. And it's all just transfer. I've just got the weirdo things. Home. There we are. Back to home. There we are. Don't know how that
happened. Yes. Yeah. And what do you see over there, ma'am?
I see a lot of Telstra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you come up, press the down thing.
Don't press, ma'am. You need to scroll it down. Don't press.
I am scrolling it, but when I do, it comes into all the notifications. So I've got to actually go above that. See, back forward. There we go. So I'm scrolling it down. Why choose Telstra? Yes, I'm down to there. What do you need me to do?
Have a look at the very middle. You will see Welcome to Telstra support team, right? In the middle.
No.
Where you can see our partners. Just below the our partners, you will see Welcome to Telstra support team.
Picture connect
to silver one, yes. Yes, right. You told me, ma'am, your computer is near about 1.5 to 2 years old, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And you can do one thing. You can click on the first one. Click to connect server one. And when you click on it, ma'am, what do you see after that? Let me know.
We got any disk downloading, because I hope this is real.
Open that any disk, ma'am. Open it. And when you open
it, it's still downloading because it takes a long time to download. Pick my machine.
Your internet speed is working very, very slow.
I do know that now.
Once it will be done, ma'am, you can click on it and open that any desk. And when you open it, ma'am, what's come up on your screen, let me know.
What's in AnyDesk? Help us improve. I don't know who AnyDesk is.
At the very top, you will see your address. At the very top.
Yes, 8112828805. Is that it?
Your address. It is a start. Your address. That is a 9-digit number.
9-digit number. That's right. Is that not the same as the other address?
No, this is our Telstra server ID, ma'am. Our Telstra server ID generate a new ID for you. It is starting with 81, right?
Yep, 81. You want me to...
Yes.
You should know that, shouldn't you?
No, our Telstra server generated. You can confirm it from your side, ma'am.
Well, don't you know it already, my number?
No, that is our server generated. Keep on changing all the time, ma'am. Tell me the address.
I am really confused. I've got hackers in here, but you've given me one phone call, and I don't know how to verify that this is real. And now you're asking me to tell me this number that's appeared up here. And I would have thought you would have had...
No. When I put that
number... Can you actually let me hang up from this phone and let me contact Telstra and get back to you so I know that it's really Telstra? Through my Telstra app?
Yes. Let me tell you, ma'am, once you are connected to Telstra, you can see on your screen, ma'am. Don't be suspicious about it. We are working on it, and right now, the services which we are activating, it is not activating from your side. All right. Just because
yes,
your internet is not working.
It is very frightening because already I do believe you that there are hackers in there because these things have all happened. But
yes,
I am just concerned that I'm doing the wrong thing and I don't know what I'm doing. So if I could somehow get back to Telstra, who I do know are Telstra, is there a special line that I can ring to get through and not have to wait 10 days?
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. Let me tell you, ma'am, once we are going to complete my security, then after you can do whatever you want. But let me start the security first, ma'am. All right, help me out with that number which you can see, ma'am. Tell me the number.
I don't want to tell you the number because I want to make sure that you are who you are. I'm sorry about this, but this is a crazy world we live in now. And I'm getting very upset because I don't understand what's going on.
You can do one thing, ma'am, if you want to verify. I have already given you your Telstra, your router customer
ID
number.
Yeah, but you gave that to me. You gave that to me.
You can check it from your side.
Okay, just let me. So what do? I go to the router and I look on the router, do I?
No, your router is also connected with your laptop. You can check it by the help of your laptop. You can do one thing. You can minimize this any desk, first of all. Minimize it.
Minimize this one? The one with the number on it?
Yes, minimize it and come back, close it and come back to your normal home screen.
Yes, okay.
And you can do one thing for your satisfaction only. I will tell you how you can check your customer ID number. You can do one thing on the left hand side bottom corner where you can see a search. You can click on it and type in there C for Charlie.
Yep.
M for mother.
Sorry. C for Charlie, M for murder.
And D for Delta.
D for Delta.
Yes, CMD stands for command, okay? By the help of this command, you can check your customer ID. After that,
press,
yes. Click on it, you will get a black window.
Yes.
In the black window, can you see there is a cursor that is flashing?
Yes.
You can type in there A for Alpha.
A for Alpha.
S for sugar.
S for sugar.
S for sugar again.
S.
O for Oscar.
O for Oscar.
And C for Charlie.
C for Charlie.
Yeah, then press enter. You will get your customer ID. You can check it. Press enter and let me know what come up.
I have no idea what's come up. It's come up as office star configuration.
You can do one thing. Have a look from the bottom third line, ma'am. From the bottom third line, can you see there is the longest line? No, don't. Have a look from the bottom third line. Can you see there is the longest line in your screen which starts with ZF sent to target equals to CLSID? Can you see that?
No. It won't even scroll up now. It's just disappeared.
Right.
And I've got a phone, my phone is ringing.
Try to scroll it up, ma'am. Scroll it up.
It's not scrolling up. It won't scroll up. Yes, it is. Okay, so you're looking at what?
From
the
bottom
third line.
From the bottom third line, can you see there is the longest line in your screen, which starts with ZF, send to target.
No, I'll have to scroll down for that.
Okay. Slowly, ma'am.
I'll make it bigger. Duh. There we are. Now it's bigger. Now I'm up to still A. Everything is A. Gosh.
You can do one thing from your keyboard. Press enter from your keyboard. Press enter.
Yep.
Now what do you see now?
The same. I'm just on this silly long list of I don't know what.
Have a look from the bottom third line, ma'am. From the bottom third
line. I'm not at the bottom.
No, you made a mistake, ma'am.
Make a mistake.
No problem.
I'll start again.
1 second. Yeah, close
I'll
this, ma'am.
I'll just ditch that. I'll ditch
yeah,
it.
Close.
I'm starting again. Command
yes.
prompt.
Yes, right. Open it.
Now. Yes.
And when you open it, ma'am, you need to type in the black window, A for Alpha.
Well, I've got C users, Pim Grogan GR. Where do I type it after that?
Yeah, after that you can type A for Alpha.
A for Alpha.
S for
S.
Yeah, S S O C.
AWS OC.
AWS OC. Then press
AWS OC.
Press enter and don't touch anything. After pressing enter, what do you see?
I've got the same crazy thing. I've just got this great big XU equals Office Start Configuration.
You need to focus from the bottom third line, ma'am. From the bottom third line.
Oh, I see there.
ZF
send to target CSL.
To CLS ID.
CSL ID.
Yeah, let me tell you, ma'am, CLSID stands for Customer License Security ID Number. When you first time purchase the services, our technician installs this ID, which is in your router as well. Now, what I will do, ma'am, for your satisfaction, I'm going to tell you your complete customer ID from my end. You can check it from your end so that you can make sure that you are speaking to clients or not.
I can read it. Yes, I'm reading it.
No, I'm reading it. You can check it.
Yes.
You can check it, ma'am. It should be 888. DCA60-Foxtrot-Charlie-0-Alpha-11-Charlie-Foxtrot-8-Foxtrot-0-Foxtrot-0-0-Charlie-0-4-Foxtrot-Delta-7-Delta-0-6-2, right?
You got it. Thank you very much.
This is your customer ID, ma'am. And through this ID only, we are getting a warning signal again and again. And
right.
I told you before, ma'am, if anybody calls you up regarding to your internet or your computer problem, you have to ask
them
your
number.
Yeah, and you don't need to remember all this number. You need to remember only the first 8-digit number and the last 5-digit number, which I have already given it to you. Only the first 8 and the last 5. All right?
Okay, you gave that to me. It's 888-DCA-60.
Yeah, and the last 5 is 7D. Told you, ma'am.
Okay.
You can do one thing, ma'am. You can close this black window. Close it.
I've done that, and I'm ready to give you the address.
Yeah, help me up with that.
I've got 812.
Mm-hmm.
828.
Mm-hmm.
805.
And where you can see this number, beside this number, you will see there is a little lock symbol.
Yes, a lock symbol, yes.
Click on the lock symbol, and after clicking on the lock symbol, it will ask you for the password, right?
Password, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to give you our Telstra server password. You can type the password in a small letter, Telstra123.
Telstra123.
Yes, ma'am. And below that, it will ask you to confirm password. You can
search
type
Telstra123. Oh, I'll start again, sorry.
Okay.
I didn't move it down to the next level. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Apply.
Yeah, click on apply after that. And after clicking on apply, what do you see after that?
Interactive access.
Mm-hmm.
Clear all tokens set. Oh, now I've got Windows Defender security warning. Now, come on.
Yes.
What's going on here?
Yeah, our server is going to give you some notification that we are going to activate a firewall in order to block some hacker, some features of the hacker who is using this app. You can click on allow. And after clicking on allow, what do you
see? It's got Windows Defender firewall has blocked features
of
this app.
Yes. You can click on allow. And after clicking on allow.
I can't see allow because this thing's covering it up. Allow access.
Yeah, when you click on allow, after that, what do you see on your screen?
It's disappeared and now we've got interactive access, set password, clear all tokens.
You can minimize this page, ma'am. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yep.
And after that, what do you see on your screen?
I'm still back at command prompt.
Command prompt. You can do one thing. Let me check the status of your internet. What's going on? You can type at the very bottom net, N-E-T, net. Then S for sugar.
Yes.
T for tango.
Yep.
A for alpha. And T for tango again.
T.
NetSat. Do you have any idea about NetSat? What is NetSat?
No.
I can tell you. NetSat is the short form of networking status, and it will show you the status and the performance of your internet. That were the other thing going on over your system. Now from your keyboard, press enter and let me know what come up.
It's got active connections.
Yes, right.
Active connections.
Active connections means, ma'am, that these people are successfully active
yes,
now.
Yes, I've got foreign address, my modem, I've got time, weight, established, local address, foreign address.
Okay, let me tell you, ma'am.
No, it's going on and on.
First of all, let me tell you about active connections. Active connections means, ma'am, that these people are successfully active now. They're accessing your internet now. And below the active connections, you will get four columns. Proto, local address, foreign address, and state. Have a look on the second column, which is called local address.
There are so many. I'm going to have to go back up to the top.
Slowly, slowly, ma'am. Let's scroll it up. Slowly, slowly.
I don't know what to do. Up to the top. You want me to scroll?
Yes, scroll it up, ma'am. Slowly. And can you see local address?
Going to the top very slowly. There are so many. It is just not even funny. I've got proto, local address, foreign address, and state.
Yeah, where you can see local address, just below the local address, you will see there is a number which is starting with 192. The first one. First one is your IP address, and it is my humble request to you, ma'am, do not share your IP address to anyone or over the telephone, because if any person gets it, ma'am, they can easily get the access of your internet. And just right next to the local address, you will see foreign address, right?
Foreign address, yes.
Yes, and below the foreign address, you will see some alphanumeric number, different type of number. These are the foreign IP addresses which I'm talking about. These are the foreign IP addresses which are getting connected to your internet from outside the country without your permission, without your knowledge. And I can see some of the people from Russia and Asia who are still active in your lines. And just right next to the foreign address, you will see the state column, right?
Yep.
And below the state, ma'am, what do you see? Tell me so that I can make a report.
Well, you've got the first one, you've got time-weight.
Mm-hmm.
There are thousands here.
Okay.
Time-weight.
Okay. And do you see any established over there? Established.
Yes, established. Yes, we've got several established.
Okay, all right. Established means some of these people are successfully established into your networking system, and these people have got the access of your internet line. And you know what, ma'am, what they are trying to do? Through the internet, they are trying to get inside in your computer. And whatever the online activities you do over the internet, I do believe that you do email spam over the internet.
Yes.
And apart from email, basically what do you do over the internet, ma'am?
Well, I look up horse areas and Facebook and stream, just all the normal things you do. I do have a Dropbox account I rarely use.
Okay, and do you watch online videos or sometimes you play online games?
I don't do interactive online. I just do my online games. Like,
your
own,
you have
solitaire and stuff like that.
Okay. And apart from all those things, do you do any kind of your official work or sometime you do online shopping or online banking like this?
Yes, I do online shopping a lot. And I pay through PayPal.
Okay. And you do online banking as well?
I do.
So it is my humble request to you, ma'am, until and unless the problem gets fixed up, please do not try to do any online activities like email, shopping, banking and all, because this is a very confidential thing. Right now, whatever the things you are doing or whatever the information you are putting over the internet in your computer, all of your personal data and personal information are leaking on the internet. So it is my humble request to you, ma'am, until and unless we change your router or we fix up all the problem.
When would you change the router?
I will let you know, madam, but before that, let me check the security of your router are working perfectly or not. You can do one thing, ma'am. I'll come back to the very bottom of your black window. Come to the very bottom.
To the very bottom of it? Scroll all the way down?
No. Come back to the bottom where the cursor is flashing. Try to scroll it down slowly.
No, I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm in the black window with all the prototypes and local address, line address.
You can do one thing, ma'am. Press the console key and letter C. Control and C together.
Control and what?
Letter C. C for Charlie. Control and letter C.
Yes, it's scrolled down to users, Tim Brogan.
Yes, right. And can you see there is a cursor is flashing?
Yes.
Yeah, you can type in there CD dot dot.
C?
Yeah, then D for Delta. Dot, two dots. Yeah, two dots. And after that, it will drop you down. You can type again CD dot dot.
It just jumped to the next line.
Yeah, type again CD dot
yes.
dot. Type again.
C dot dot.
No, CD dot dot.
Oh, CD dot dot. Won't do it, backspace. C D dot dot.
Yeah, and after that, if you drop it down again, then you can type T for Tango.
T.
R for Romeo.
R for Romeo.
E for England.
E for England.
And E for England again.
D.
Yeah, then press enter after that, ma'am. Press enter.
It's gone crazy.
You mean it has started scanning?
It's just jumping up and down and running through 1,000 things at 1,000 miles an hour.
Oh, it has started scanning, you mean, right?
I don't know if that's what it does when it scans. I don't know if it's scanning. It's just doing this thing that I've never seen before. As you can hear, I'm not really familiar with this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know, ma'am, you're not a
computer person.
I'd say
it's scanning, it's just running through.
Oh, let it be scan, ma'am. Once the scan will get a stop, you will get a message. Once you will get any message, ma'am, please do let me know.
Welcome to Telstra Secure Service. What do you want?
Oh, congratulations, ma'am. It means you are successfully connected to our Telstra Secure Server. Actually, we have designed such a robotic machine. This black window is the brain of your internet system. And we have designed such a robotic machine which can help you to check your information safe and secure. And also you can activate a security as well. Now our Telstra Secure Server will ask you what do you want. You can do one thing, you can type in there, I want to check my, type at the very bottom.
I want to check.
Yeah, I want to check my.
I.
I want to check my.
Yes.
And you told me that you do emails over the internet, ma'am.
Yes.
So let's start from your email. We are going to check your email first, that your email is secure or not. So you need to type my email is secure. Email is secure. And once you're done, ma'am, then you can press enter after that. And
okay.
once you press enter, what do you see after that? Let me know.
Now it's gone tree and crazy again. I've got two emails. I might even have three. So it's just checking all my emails, is it?
Yeah. Which you do basically with this internet, ma'am. It is going to check all that. And once the scan will get stopped, ma'am, you will get a status of your email. And if you get any status, ma'am, please do let me know, okay? And let me tell you, ma'am, if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
Because what's wrong?
I said color is matter. If you see any changes in the color of the black window, let me know, okay?
Okay.
Still the scan is going on.
Red. Gone red.
And have you got any status, ma'am, any feedback?
None. Still going. Now it's gone. Login to activate firewall security.
Could you please tell me the complete status, ma'am?
Status. 3 hackers are found on your email.
And apart from that?
log in to activate firewall security.
Firewall security, all right. See, ma'am, I told you that the hacker is using your internet line. Now, our Telstra secure server is successfully checked that apart from you, three hackers are found in your email. It means,
yes,
ma'am, somehow these three hackers, they have got your email ID and your email password, and they're trying to log in into your email from their computer from the different location. And I
have recently changed my Google password.
Okay.
But they would have access to that anyway, wouldn't they?
Might be, ma'am. They're trying to steal some important information from your email. Okay, no problem. Now our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing. You can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
And
after that, how you normally log in into your email, you can try to log in into your email and check whether it is working or not. How you normally log in into that, ma'am, you can try to log in and check. And once you are done, ma'am, please let me know.
Gmail, it's all there. No trouble.
You can try to scroll it up and scroll it down, ma'am. Check whether it is moving or it is frozen.
Yeah, it's scrolling.
It's working. Not. Could you please check, have you received any junk or any spam email?
Not that I know of. Do you want me to look in my spam thing?
Yes, yes. Check your spam. Have you got any spam?
See, I haven't got my mouse because I'm standing in the kitchen, so I can't do this very... Mm-hmm. Let me scroll down because that's too big. Okay. If you wait a moment, I'll get my mouse in because this is really hopeless.
Okay.
I'm in the kitchen trying to do everything right and left-handed. Now, we're looking for spam.
Yeah, have you received any spam or any junk email?
Look under spam, search email, spam, S-P-A-M. Well, I do regularly on the Yahoo account, label spam.
Oh, if you receive any spam or any junk email, ma'am, simply ignore it or delete it. Don't try to respond it.
No, I never respond to it.
Okay, ma'am. Because
I never
respond
to it. I delete it when I find it, but I can't find my spam.
Okay, because you know what, ma'am, what happened whenever our customer is responding or any, like they're replying any junk or any spam email, at the same time that email will allow the hacker to get into your email as well.
So I've never responded to it.
Okay, all right. Then you can do one thing, you can close your email, ma'am. Close your email.
Yep.
And open the black window which you have already minimized.
The red one.
Yeah, and type in there, I have checked my email.
I have
checked my email.
Yes.
And I want to activate. firewall security? Inside it.
Firewall security?
Inside it.
Inside it.
Then press enter after that num.
Enter.
Yeah, and after pressing enter, what do you see after that num? Let me know.
It started to go again.
Wait, is it started scanning again?
Scanning all the registers.
Lovely. It means, ma'am, it is activating a firewall security in order to block all the three hackers who have got the access of your email account. And once the scan will get stopped, again you will get a status, you will get a feedback. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
Okay.
Still scanning?
Green.
Oh, lovely. This is a very good sign, ma'am. And have you got any status, ma'am? Any feedback?
Firewall security has been installed on your email.
Email?
E-A-I-L. E-A-I-L.
It is not completed. It is still installing. You can do one thing. You can type in there, T for Tango. R for Romeo.
Does it have to be capitals?
Doesn't matter, ma'am. Doesn't matter.
B for Tango.
R for Romeo.
R for Romeo.
E for England.
E for England.
And E for England again.
E for England.
Yeah, then press enter after that, ma'am.
And enter. Oh, it's going green.
Okay.
Okay, that just had a little pause, did it?
I'm sorry?
That just stopped itself for a bit, did it? Like it just stopped and we restarted it again.
Okay, let it be scanned, ma'am.
Yeah.
And once it will be installed, ma'am, you will get a status. And once you will get any status, ma'am, please do let me know.
Do you mind if I get a chair? I'm sorry. I'll be back in a second.
Okay. Still scanning?
It is still scanning.
And have you got any status, ma'am?
Status, congratulations, firewall security successfully added on your in your email.
Oh, congratulations, ma'am. It means firewall security successfully activated into your email. It means,
good.
Ma'am, it means all of the three hackers will block from your email account. If in future, if the hacker will try to log in into your email from their computer from the different location, our firewall will block them. They're not able to log in into your email without your permission. Okay?
Good.
So, congratulations, ma'am. Now your email is safe and secure at the moment. Apart from you, no one can get into your email without your permission. All right?
So, do I need to change my password again?
No, you don't need to change your password or anything. It is good, ma'am. And if anybody try to log in into your email, our firewall will block them. You don't need to worry about anything. Now, apart from your email, ma'am, what do you want to check which is very important for you? Again, you need to type,
my shopping and all of that. How do I check my...
You can type, first of all, I want to check my... Now, apart from your email, ma'am, what are the other thing you want to check which is very important for you, like shopping, Facebook, banking, Twitter, which is very important for you?
Yep. So what would I write for that?
Online shopping, because you do online shopping, so you can type online shopping. And you do online banking as well?
Yes.
So you need to type and online banking. And let me tell you, ma'am, while you are checking your shopping and banking related thing, make sure don't point out or do not give me any of your personal details over the phone, because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose and we're not allowed to ask you anything. All right?
That's fine. I'm glad about that.
Thank you very much.
So
online shopping and online banking is secure. Is secure. Then press enter after that, ma'am. Press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, ma'am? Let me know, okay?
Now it's going again. Green, full green.
It is started scanning?
It's scanning green.
Oh, lovely. It means, ma'am, it is checking that your online shopping and online banking is secure or not, okay? And once the scan will get stopped, again, you will get a status, you will get a feedback. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
Yes.
By the way, ma'am, the scan is going faster or it is going slowly, slowly?
It's going faster, you're right.
Oh, great. And have you got any status?
Not yet. Still a lot to do. Okay. It's going faster and faster as I'm watching it.
Okay.
Ah, red. Red.
Oh, my God.
Red.
Do you know why the color has changed, ma'am? Why?
Because they're in it.
Yes. This red means, ma'am, this red lining means, ma'am, there is some error. I will show you what are the red things I'm talking about.
Okay. Five hackers found in your online banking links.
Apart from this?
Log in to activate firewall security.
Firewall security again? I think, ma'am, you never had firewall security. You never installed firewall security earlier?
Well, we've got Malwarebytes, which is the...
Malwarebytes is an antivirus, ma'am. That will protect your computer from viruses.
That's virus.
Firewall is what we got with the computer. Firewall is firewall security is a security which can help you to block all the hacker. You know, like if anybody try to get into your computer, firewall will block them. And let me tell you, ma'am, I can see in my system that there is got a loophole in your router system. Due from that loophole, the hacker is trying to sneak inside in your system, ma'am. And three hackers was found into your email. Now this time, five hackers are found into your online banking links. It means, ma'am, whenever you was trying to go into your online banking, at the same time, the hacker got the access of your banking links, banking website, and they're trying to access it. Okay, no problem. Now our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing, you can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yep.
And after that, ma'am, let me ask you, which browser you use, ma'am, normally in order to log in into your banking?
Which what?
Which internet browser you use?
Google.
Don't use Google at the moment, because Google Chrome is not secure at the moment. You can use Microsoft Edge. Microsoft Edge is the safest and verified browser. Now, from the Microsoft Edge, ma'am, you can, first of all, type your bank's name, whatever the bank you have. Don't tell me, do it from your side, okay? Type the name of your bank in the search box, and then type login. And once you search for it, ma'am, let me know what's come up. Type your bank's name, then type login. And after that, you will get a online banking or internet banking option. You can select your bank official website.
So you want me to log in?
Yeah. How you normally log in, you can try to log in and check whether it is working or it is locked. And let me tell you, ma'am, while putting your ID and password, don't tell me any of your details, ma'am. Do it from your side. And when you put the password in the password box on the right hand side corner, you will see there is a little I symbol. You can click on that I symbol and check every time, ma'am, whether your password is correct or not. And if it is correct, then you can hide your password
And when you hide the password, ma'am, then you can click on login and check whether it is working or not working. And once you are logged in, ma'am, please do let me know.
It's logged in.
Try to scroll it up and scroll it down, ma'am. Check whether it is moving.
Yes, moving.
It is moving. Alright, if it is working, ma'am, then you can log out from your account, please. Log out.
Logged out.
And after that, you can close your banking page, ma'am, because that is your personal thing. You can close your... And by the way, you do banking with this bank only, or you do banking with the other bank as well?
I'm not, just about all, only that one. Yeah.
Like, you do banking with the other bank? You.
Yeah, if I tried to get into the other one, I wouldn't even know the password. It's just one I just use. I don't know if it's activated. My husband might be using that one. He has that one, though.
Okay, no problem. So you know how to log in into your this one only, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then you can do one thing. You can open the black window, which you have already minimized.
Yep.
And type in the black window, I have checked my online banking links. I have checked my online banking links, and I want to activate
link, and
I want to activate firewall security. Inside it, and once you're done, ma'am, then you can press enter after that, okay? And when you press enter, ma'am, what come up after that, let me know.
Oh, it's gone.
Okay.
There it is, all red.
It is starting.
It's scanning quickly.
Oh, lovely, lovely. It means, ma'am, it is activating a firewall in order to block all the 5 hackers who have got the access of your banking links. And once the scan will get a stop, again, you will get a status, you will get a feedback. And if you see any changes in the color, is please let me know, because color is matter, okay?
Okay. You're a very patient man.
Thank you very much, ma'am. This is my duty. I have to do this. Each and every day.
Deal with people and know nothing.
It's still scanning?
It's still scanning. Okay. All green.
Oh, lovely. This is a very good sign.
Green.
And
I've only seen scanning like this on television. Now it says, please wait while server is checking some security.
Oh, congratulations, ma'am. It means our server successfully verified you, that you are the main account holder who is using your internet, online banking means. Now our server is going to check some security, which is stopped by the hacker. By the way, ma'am, if you don't mind, can I ask you how far is your bank is from you?
How far? What?
Yeah, how far is it from you, your branch, ma'am? Your
We have one in Camden. Yeah, we have one that I can drive to.
Like, how far, like, how much time it will take you to go there?
Oh, well, it wouldn't be, it'd be closing soon. It takes me about 25 minutes.
And at what time your bank will get closed, any idea?
Oh, well, it's 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay, then no problem. Then you can do one thing. You can minimize this black window, ma'am. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
It still says it just says please wait while server is checking, but I'll minimize that.
Yeah, minimize it. And after that, on the left hand side bottom corner where you can see type here to search, you can click on it and type in there T for Tango.
T?
Yeah, then A for Alpha.
A.
S for sugar.
Is it task manager?
Yes, right. Task manager.
Yep. Came up. Yes, I've got that task manager now.
Task manager, right? And have a look at the very top, you'll get some tabs over there like processes, performance, app history, startup users,
yes.
Services.
Yes.
You can click on services, ma'am. Click on services.
Yep.
And when you click on services, ma'am, you will get some column like name, PID, description, status. You can check the status, ma'am. Still some of the services are getting stopped?
Yes. Quite a few. The AOL router service is stopped.
AOL router service is still stopped. Okay.
Yep.
Then
local
you can
service
do one thing.
Yep.
Click on performance, ma'am. Click on performance.
Yes, I've now got a lot more. Sending is 252 kilobytes and receiving is none.
Okay, all right.
Eight.
The number come up, right?
Now it's gone down to 88, 152, 96 sending, but I'm receiving nothing.
Okay, all right. I think, and the graph is still moving slowly, slowly, right?
Yes, it is moving across slowly, slowly, peaking and troughing to nothing and up and down. But it does, I mean, still nothing on the receive.
You can do one thing, you can minimize this Wi-Fi, ma'am. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yep.
And after that,
media.
Yeah, and after that, open your AnyDex, ma'am. Open your AnyDex app, which you have minimized.
I've got two of those, but there we go. AnyDex,
open the
first Anti-Fraud Team.
Yeah, minimize this one. Minimize this.
Yep, and open the other one.
You open
right.
The other one.
Yep.
And have a look on the left-hand side top, ma'am. Can you see there is an option over there, settings and security?
Security? Yep.
Yeah. Settings and security, left-hand side top.
It's got, under settings, it's got user interface, and the second one is security.
No, above full settings, ma'am. You will see settings.
Oh, sorry,
security.
Yes, settings security. Sorry, there it is up there.
Yes, and above to that, you will see new session.
Yep.
Click on new session. And when you click on new session, you will get four boxes. What's new in AnyDex? Install, discovery, help us improve. You can click on install. Click on install. And when you click on install, you will get installation page. At the very bottom, you will get an option there, accept and install. You can click on accept and install.
And
says, after that,
do you want this app to make changes? And I say yes.
Click on yes. And after clicking on yes, what do you see after that?
Would you like to install this device software?
Install. And after clicking on install, what do you see after that?
It's just got welcome to AnyDex version, but I can't see it all because it's not. It's just pushed over in the corner.
Okay, all right. And have you got any option over there?
I'm pulling it up to make the whole window available.
Okay.
It says security warning.
Okay.
Another person would like to access your device.
And have you got any option over there, accept or this?
Yes, I've got accept.
Yeah, click on I'm aware of this switch, then click on accept. And
oh, I'm aware of the risk, accept.
Yeah. Click on I'm aware of this risk, then click on accept.
Yes, I did that. Oh, another one, Anti-Fraud Team, accept.
Yes. And after clicking on accept, ma'am, what do you see on your screen?
I've got open chat log and
okay.
Possible scan detected and
okay, all right. You can minimize it, ma'am, and minimize your AnyDex as well. Minimize your AnyDex.
Both in minimize, yep.
Okay, now you can open your Task Manager, ma'am. Open your Task Manager.
Which one is that now? Task
white
manager.
One, white. White one, ma'am. Open the white one, which you have already minimized.
Well, I can't see it anymore. Is that it? Yep, got it. Good. Thank you. Got it.
All right.
Task Manager.
No. Okay, all right. Now hold on, ma'am. Let me check, all right? Hold on. and you need to select Wi-Fi graph.
What do I have to select?
Wi-Fi, ma'am, Wi-Fi.
What, in the task manager?
Yeah, in the task manager on the left-hand side, you will get some graph like CPU, memory, disk, Wi-Fi. You can click on
Wi-Fi.
Oh,
sorry, yes, there it is, brown one, yes?
Yes, and check the Wi-Fi graph is moving faster or it is moving slowly.
Send is 128, 112, 104. Receive is 8, 40, 32, 16, 8. Send is variable, 72, 8, 32.
Slowly, okay. You can do one thing, ma'am. You can do one thing. You can open the any desk, ma'am. Open the any desk.
Yes. I've got two of them. So the
second one.
Yes, I'm in that
second,
one.
Second one.
Second
ma'am.
One.
Open the open the second one, and you will see there is an option over there. Possible scam detected on the left hand side.
Yes, scam detected.
Yeah, click on the arrow which is pointing down, and then you will get an option over there, full access.
Doesn't give it to me.
First of all, click on the where you can see possible scam detected. Besides that, you will see there is a little arrow.
Yes, I know, but it won't let me do anything with it.
Click on the arrow, ma'am. Try to click
on
the arrow.
Oh, it's got open chat log.
No, not that one.
No.
Where you can
I
see
didn't...
possible scam detected.
I know, and it won't let me...
Besides that, you will see there is a little arrow which is pointing downward. You can
I know, but it's not working. It's not working.
Okay, below that, ma'am, you will see there is some boxes. Can
boxes,
see that?
Yes, that are all grey.
Yeah, click on that boxes. Try to click on all that box.
Now, try to
click on the arrow now.
No, I can't
check.
Do it.
Don't do it. Okay, no problem. Then you can do one thing. You can minimize this, ma'am. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yep.
And check this time the graph is moving faster or is it still moving slowly.
Well, it's 128, 136, 144, receive 24, 32, 64. Things are changing. But the top one's changing too, 88, 72, send. Receive goes from 8 to 32 to nothing to 40. Send is 72, 64.
Still moving.
And bottom one is receiving nothing, 8, nothing, 8.
Okay, hold on. Let me check from my side, ma'am. Okay, hold on. Check this time, ma'am, if it is moving faster this time.
Now it's 722. It's going from 47, 44, this is send. Bottom's going 24, 16.
And check the graph. The graph is also moving faster.
Yes, it is. I mean, it hits them incredible speeds. Like I can't even read them out. Now it's getting faster. 24, 88, 8, 0. Back to nothing.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, ma'am.
Now slow it down again.
Okay, you mean it is dropping out sometime? It is working.
Yes, it's going up and down. Now it's speeding.
Okay, alright. Let me tell you, ma'am. I can see in my system the security which I was trying to activate. It is activating faster from my side, but it is not activating faster from your side just because of some of the hacking files.
Yes, we're still in 48 now. We're back to nothing again.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. Just hold on. Let me make a report, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Let me make a report.
You need a cup of tea.
Hold on, ma'am. I do believe that, ma'am, your landline number which I'm speaking to you, that is 02465-71533, right?
Yes.
And your mobile number, ma'am?
0419-166-133.
Yeah, 0419-166-133, right? And I'm speaking to
Mrs. Grogan, that's right.
Yeah, Mrs. Grogan. Yeah, yeah. Patricia Grogan, who lived in 25 Humberwell Drive, Orangeville, New South Wales, 2570.
Yes,
you're one of our registered customers. You're using our services for a very, very long time.
Yes.
Yes. And your full name is Patricia Grogan, ma'am, or your...
Yes, you have Patricia Isabel Margaret Grogan.
Your middle name?
It's Isabel Margaret.
How do you spell that?
Isabel, I-S-A-B-E-L. And then the third name is Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T.
Can
I just ask you? I have the disability phone on now for my brother, but I'm home now. I've got our other phone that I plug in, which has a walk around handset. If I unplug this phone from the wall and quickly plug in the other one, I won't lose your call, will I? If you hang on to it. I won't. I just thought I won't. Okay.
No problem. It might be, ma'am, sometime what happened whenever we are providing a security, what happened sometime due to some technical issue, the call will get disconnected. So
yes.
it doesn't bother you if the call will get disconnected, then we will call you again, ma'am, from the different...
Oh, okay. Can I just pop this phone then? Because the other one, this battery might run out on my laptop. And the other one does have a walk-around handset. So if I plug that in...
First of all, you can do one thing. You have a proper battery. You have a proper battery in your, laptop, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It says I've got 5 hours.
You can do one thing. That's okay. Okay, all right. And you can do one thing. You can try to put your other phone on. If the call will disconnect, then you can
hang up the call properly.
Yeah, hang up the call. You can cuddle your telephone then so that I can ring you back, okay?
This won't take long.
First of all, do that. Yeah, try to do that.
Yeah.